In a world ruled by megacorporations, the UK is seemingly an oasis of stability. A toxin-shaped, flooded, highly stratified oasis of stability, but an oasis nonetheless. This is precarious, however. The AA Windsor Corp has to fight tooth and nail to keep Aries and Sadie Krupp from taking over. And to do so, they have to engage with the ne'er-do-well cybercriminals known as Shadowruns. We follow one such Shadowrunner team now as we play Shadowrun 5th edition in Defending the Realm. Hello and welcome to episode 117, The Cult of Tea and Dice, and I believe session 6 of Shadowrun. Defending the Realm. The lights are going out in Suffolk. Do that. Hello and welcome. I am Mordigan, your GM for this evening.
Ooh, I'm Hardwick, and I'm playing Lucinda Hallencore.
I am Bloodied, and I am playing Leonid von Stern.
Loka?
As you've just gathered, I am Loka, and I am playing Menelaus Criticus, the Minotaur Rigger.
Again, we have run out of tea. Actually, we haven't run out of tea. We're just not feeling brave enough to try the one tea that we've got. So we're going to review that tea when we do the next Netrunner session, which will actually be next. well, on Monday for us, next week for you guys. We're slowly building up our buffer, just in case we never mind. I thought I could go somewhere with that, and then I realised there was nowhere I could go that was bleaker than what was actually happening.
Yeah, this future we're actually running in the setting somehow doesn't seem quite so bad now.
I envision the Norsefire Party in this being a coalition conservative UKIP government.
Yeah.
And frankly, that's really possible now. And also, I see them as being fantastically racist, which frankly seems entirely possible now. Mm. Yay. Anyway, you know that Brexit thing? Yeah, we're referencing that. Don't worry. Normal what's it will be returned to you eventually. So, I am Mordigan. I will be your GM. Do you lot want to do a recap?
Well, we might have to because Hardwick wasn't here last time.
In which case,
do a recap. Okay, so... this was quite a while ago, so I'm pretty sure, in terms of what I remember, we went to see, my gun contact, basically. Dorian Gray Mandrake. Mm-hmm. An arms dealer who's had way too much in the way of cybernetics.
Bioware, yeah.
He every single movement he makes is now somewhere in the Uncanny Valley, and it's really creepy. Also, he has to stay in a refrigerated room so he doesn't overheat.
That's a bit awkward.
Just a wee mite, but when you're as fucking rich as him, it's not that much of a drawback.
I can relate.
Yes, because we basically went to him to figure out what we need to acquire in terms of how the hell do we blow up this thing.
Right.
This thing, of course, being the backup generator that we are on orders to destroy.
Mm-hmm.
You, incidentally, spent that entire session looking at the schematics.
Right.
So, with regards to the explosives, what he suggested was we use plastique to take out both the main and backup chambers, and the manifold that was protecting the thing could be taken out with some explosive foam.
Okay.
We also considered how we were actually going to get into the compound in the first place. Now, given our options are either take a gate or take out a wall, we decided to go with the wall option, with the aid of about 30 kilograms of commercial-grade explosives that he was going to sell us, and picking up a cheap drone, and basically suicide bomb the wall with a drone.
Which is the option we've gone with.
Also with something else as well, but we're gonna come back in a second. So we've paid for our boom toys, which we'll be picking up at 10 PM Kenton Recreation Ground in 3 days' time. I made sure to write that down. Now the next bit thing.
I didn't think we had that long.
Yeah.
We did. We got like a week, I think.
Oh, fair enough.
Until mission.
From originally getting it, yeah.
Now, have you got the name Gavin Lorican written down here?
Gavin Lorican,
yeah. That's what I meant to say. I don't know if I...
That is the leader of the Mole People.
Yes, who are... Now, they're the people who used to live in the area. Yeah, the people, basically, there used to be...
Well, there was a load of houses and tenements where the big compound was. And then... Berza Biology Technology Concern. I nearly cut them past by right there. But Berza Biology Technology Concern came in and moved everybody forcibly to this tenement that they put up where the generator now is, because they bulldozed that to make the generator.
And basically just kicked everyone out.
Again.
They weren't very happy. Also...
What, they're mole people, is that...
They're not actually literally mole people.
No, they're not moles, but why are they called moles?
They're not really... mole people. That was just what his, Riot's ganger friend referred to them as.
Yes, right, we met up for some information with a, orc who, his main hobby seemed to be fighting and collecting trainers.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
And saying the word fuck!
A lot. Yeah.
Like every fucking moment! Fuck!
Yeah. Oh, and also, you remember how there was that whole thing where they tried to send a van bomb to blow up the gate and it failed?
Yeah.
And the driver of the van got set on fire and stuff, and then died 3 days later. Yeah, that was Gavin's son.
Oh.
And basically, Gavin is really not very happy with the guy who sold them the explosives, a chap called Mad Barry.
Mad Barry.
So the suggestion at this point is to get in the good graces of Gavin and his and company and say maybe get their help in doing a distraction that we can then use so we can get the drone bomb up the wall and have some cover while we go in and blow up the generator. Is, you know, maybe if we go to the back room of the Ship Tavern on New Common Street, take out Barry's bodyguards, chop Barry's goddamn head off and give it to Gavin in a box.
Okay.
Yeah, that's our plan.
That was literally where we ended it.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume that you went back home.
Yeah.
Because you were in one of the agroplexes, I think.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to that bit. But basically, you head back home where you, Lucinda, have finally finished going through the schematics. You know exactly where to place the bombs now to make it stop working.
Okay.
Which was the manifold, the secondary, and the primary. Now, in theory, what you could do is set up the bombs on the primary and the manifold to go off simultaneously, and then set off the one on the secondary as your final thing. Because the first two can be done at the same time, or even you can do the manifold before the primary if you wanted to, but you won't be able to get at the secondary until the manifold's done. Also, taking the secondary out before you take the primary out would do more damage, because once the primary goes, it'll immediately shunt everything to the secondary, which if it's already pierced will do a lot of damage, but there's a problem that it could probably release about 3 blocks worth of superheated steam.
Right,
and
so
you might be in that region.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So have we... Is there any markings on the map where we're placing them? Where I've...
No, they're inside, but I can give you those markings. Okay. I've got them. If I knew where I'd put my fucking notes. Can I have your version of the map? There we go. I have now provided them with a map. Basically... The engineering manifold and the primary are on the ground floor, and the secondary is on the floor above.
Right, so that's that.
That's the, yeah. Engineering manifold.
The primary.
Primary, and then the stairs there. Goes to the secondary.
Right, okay.
Because the secondary is actually part of the stack to release excess water vapor. There is also, if you see top left corner, a ladder down to the basement areas, but there's nothing you particularly want to blow up in there.
Where am I?
Top left.
Oh, there.
No. Yes. That's correct.
I suppose that I had here the manifold was on the basement floor.
Turns out, it was, but then I drew the map.
Okay. Let me just, make all of my notes. Consistent.
Yes, I probably ran that session before I finished the map, which
fine.
Is why things have moved about.
So, this is in the same orientation as the one we when it looked at?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Except that one, the secondary chamber, has been moved off to one side because it was underneath what was going to be an agroplex.
Right.
Your clippy friend, you always seem to pick up the friendly AIs. Your clippy friend was basically pointing out to you that in your version, this is actually located here. But more normally, it would be located directly above the primary chamber as part of the stack.
Aww.
You seem to be using the waste water vapor to heat a building. Would you like help with that?
Oh,
this is a joke on that one, don't worry. Also, I've just got to say, although I'm not very pleased with the vocal effects I did on the Friendly AI the last Netrunner session, I am very pleased with the vocal effects I put on Apex. When it comes out,
yeah.
Go listen. Because, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we're recording this quite a long time in the past. Don't worry.
Ooh.
Probably gonna have to cut all this out. Doesn't matter. The effects on Apex are fucking fantastic.
Excellent.
Anyway, so what are you all doing?
Right, so can we just recap? Mad Barry is the guy who sold...
He sold them the shitty explosives that failed.
Right.
And... Well, not so much failed as just plain caught fire.
Yeah, they set the van on fire. They didn't blow shit up.
Yeah.
And, you know, boss guy's son... happened to see it horrifically burnt and spent 3 days in agony before he died. So, oddly enough, doesn't like Mad Barry. Yeah.
So, what do we know about Mad Barry apart from his shitty explosives?
Talks like Boise. That's all you know.
Right.
You actually know.
And that he has bodyguards.
He wanders around with a couple of slaps.
Right.
And the guy who was talking to them kept referring to Leonid as a slap. So you're thinking comparable skills.
Right.
He's also a gun dealer, so they might be pretty well tooled up. But he does his business out of the back of the ship inn
okay.
on Newcomen Street.
Right, so the plan is then we're going to bust him at the ship in. Is that right?
Well, we could always observe, see if he leaves, and then try and get him on the go.
You could.
Although, if we take him out of the ship tavern, we got the bonus point there, we can probably nick all his cash and guns.
There is that.
So, you know, swings and roundabouts.
It might be a bit more difficult to take him at the ship in, because he's set up there, and he's in the back room, and you don't know what the clientele is like there. You never know, they might get involved in all.
What part of London is this?
Southeast.
Right.
He's over by where there's a biology technology concern is.
Oh right, he's over that side, right, okay.
Yeah. I can't remember exactly where Newcomen Street is. Bear with me, I'll go to Google Maps.
So he's the friendly local arms dealer then?
Yeah, he's basically 3 blocks along the A3 from Berza Biology Technology Concerns place.
Okay.
Near what was once Guy's Hospital, but has now been smashed down to make, like, homes for the Berza people.
Yeah.
So there's no hospital in anywhere near here anymore.
not that we could afford to go there anyway.
No. Well, no, you two can. I believe you've both got dock wagon, what's the word I'm looking for? Subscriptions, that's it. Yeah. Please note, dock wagon is not allowed to come onto corporate property to get you. You have to crawl off the corporate property before they can help you. Right. But once you're off corporate property, they have guns and are willing to use them to save you. Okay. Just so you know.
Hmm.
Good to know.
Mm. So what are you doing?
What? Right, well. I'm not sure where, his nibs has disappeared.
His nibs?
Talky McTalk bloke.
Brocken, you mean?
Brocken, yeah, that's it.
Yes, Brocken has indeed disappeared.
He's got his, I'm sure it's something involving, like, haggis.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe a deep-fried Mars bar.
Yeah.
I don't know. Being like really mad at the English.
Well, that's kind of par for the course, really, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, yeah. And what's his face?
Bob Bobinson.
Well, now the, hobo.
The hobo.
Riot has said that he needs to go off and do stuff to, keep the spirits on side.
Okay, that's better. Okay, so Riot's going off to appease the spirits, so that's the three of us. Well, we can very least observe the ship tavern, maybe pop in and have a drink.
It's a ship inn.
Ship inn, so. What's the tavern written in?
I don't know. Well, certainly remember calling it the ship inn.
We're geared for reconnaissance, let's not forget.
True, true. Yeah, you've got your little, buddies. Have we named the non-shooty ones yet?
Yes.
Darn.
Yeah, he very quickly named them after you. Named Ruffles.
Motherfucking Ruffles, sir.
There's fun in that.
And I will make them electrocute you if you try and name them again.
Well, don't name them again.
Seems fair.
They could have nicknames.
Yeah, we'll just give them nicknames.
That still meets the trying to name them again criteria.
No, it's a nickname. It's a secondary thing.
Just a nickname.
Yeah.
I will electrocute you both.
Right.
And remember, you travel in my van, so that's only a matter of time.
Yes. So anyway.
Ruffles might be a bit of a sore point.
If anything, I don't even remember why I called him Ruffles.
No.
Just one of those things, really.
I don't even think I was drunk at the time.
No?
We have the falcon and we have the dragonfly.
The falcon...
Both of them are specifically designated reconnaissance drones.
Yeah, but for inside a building, the falcon ain't going to cut it. Flying above a building, yes. Inside the building, not gonna work.
Can I get up any, security feeds from around this?
Not from where you are, but you could try and go and hack the shit out of them. Please note, I still don't really understand the hacking in this system, but it'll be fine.
Please note, I read the rules about 4 months ago and...
So, we're both on the same team here?
Pretty much.
Awesome. You can totally do that. Mate.
Well, we don't want to go steaming in with massive and extra massive, and then find, a gang of 30 blokes with guns.
That would be painful.
That's not going to end well.
No, it wouldn't.
So... What are you doing?
And let's face it, none of the rest are particularly, stealthy or blendable.
No. Okay.
Actually, I think you're designed as the stealth character. If you look at your stats, I think you are actually the stealth character.
Well, no, I'm not.
Yeah, stealthy, but not nondescript.
No, that's true. You're in no way, shape or form nondescript.
You are very descript.
Yes.
It's okay. The neon tattoos and the hair.
Yes. That would be it.
So, what is your plan?
Well, we either send in a drone, or you can hack into their security feeds.
Well, I think we should go down and take a look.
Well, one good thing is, it's a pub, so you could, in theory, just walk in and sit down. And as long as she's surreptitious about it, you could be sat in the pub, hacking the pub's cameras.
Okay.
It's not too obvious, unless something goes horribly wrong.
Right, okay. Well, let's start with seeing what...
Table wakes up and punches you.
Fuck off! This isn't Cyberpunk 3, you ass!
I know, I'm sorry. Couldn't resist mentioning
it. Let's start with seeing what the outside is like.
Smart. Right, so you are driving off towards the Ship Inn on Newcomen Street. You get there, and you realise that, you're not certain whether you want to go in there. How to put this? The ruling party of Britain, the Norse Fire Party, is fairly obvious in its iconography. It's all black and white crosses on a purple background. This place has a very similar theme to it. And you get the impression that, well, this might be a bit of a sort of hardliner place. There's quite a lot of chaps outside. They all seem a bit the same. And by a bit the same, I mean they've all got the three rolls of fat on the back of their necks. They're all very red from being the sun, and all of them have no hair whatsoever, and probably about the same IQ.
So what you're saying is if they were in Venice, they'd all be wearing black.
If they were in Venice, they wouldn't...
Man of pork.
If they were in Venice, they would indeed all be wearing black shirts. Currently, they're all wearing, like, sort of wife-beater-style shirts, all of which have got this pinned onto them, which is purple background, white shield, black cross on the white shield.
I'm guessing Norse fire don't like orcs much.
Fuck no.
I guess they don't like elves much.
Not really.
They have a standpoint on minotaurs?
The thing about elves is quite a lot of the aristocratic houses of England ended up having elf genetics. So it depends on what flavour of Norse fire followers you've got. Remember, Norse fire are the majority in this country. Everyone believes just like them. Not making an allegory at all! Shh! But anyway, so it's, for the most part, the Norse fire party itself has got elves in it. No elves as the leadership, I should point out. All of the cabinet are decidedly human. That is just a coincidence. It's nothing to do with any sort of racial thing.
It's meritocracy.
Yes, yes. And
the
obviously,
best man for the job.
The best human man for the job, yes. There is a woman. She's the Minister for Women. that's it though. But yeah, these guys are just sort of standing outside, drinking pints of beer, and saying to each other things like, "We've got to get the fuckers out! Glug, glug, glug. Get rid of them all! Glug, glug, glug. Damn orcs! Glug, glug, glug.
Right.
Fuck them all! Glug, glug, glug. You know what we should do? We should get on with it. Glug, glug, glug. You know what? I don't think I agree. Get him, lads! Smack, smack, smack." Generally, yeah.
You know you said we shouldn't just go in guns blazing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like a massive place. Most of them are outside at the moment because it is... I can't remember what time of year it was. But it's quite warm tonight, no matter what. It's quite warm now. So most of them are outside around the benches. You can't really see inside, but it's like... It's basically it's a detached house that's been turned into a pub. So the living room and the dining room are probably the bar. And then there might be a kitchen and obviously downstairs loo. If there's like a family room or something, or a conservatory even, or something like that, that's probably where Mad Barry is.
Right.
Problem is, there's only a little alley round to the back, and that's got a gate on it. Although it does say fire exit, so you can probably get out from inside, but you might not be able to get in from outside.
You could set the place on fire, then wait till Barry runs around the side and shoot him.
What else is around this
place? Behind it is a very big fucking wall, and then about 30 metres in, so just over standard gun range, a very large, like, corporate housing project.
Right.
With Berza Biology Technology Concerns splashed all over it.
Okay.
On the right-hand side, there's just like a line of shops. So the alleyway is between the start of the line of shops, which is just terrace houses that have been changed, and then this detached house. On the other side, there's another detached house that's been turned into like a Tesco's or something, and then a whole line of, another line of houses.
In the current dawn of the future, that every little house.
In the grim darkness of the far future, Go-Go Happy Look Times supermarkets has taken over Tesco's.
Is there one on every corner?
At least it's not Walmart.
Yes.
But
also, it's not Target.
Yeah.
That's the wrong one. Mark, I can't remember the name. I need to listen to the Fandible Shadow ones again. So I guess
Bullseye keep... Happy Fun Sales.
Thank you! It's not a Bullseye Happy Fun Sales. Yatta! Because they do not have any way into Britain, which the British are inordinately proud of. Well, the Nosfire ones. Anyway.
So is there much security cameras?
Right, well, there's round. a couple of traffic cameras.
Right.
You can definitely see at least one camera on the building. Pointing down at where all the frontage is.
Yeah.
You'd be very surprised if there wasn't cameras inside.
Okay.
Really surprised. Given, well, its clientele look a bit rough, and although you might be a pub landlord for such a person, you don't always want to be going, yeah, it's all right, it's not a problem that you've smashed my house in.
Okay. Are you gonna give me time to try and get some?
If you want to get some fury footage first, by all means, we can sit in the van. It's just not a good idea for me to go out there, or you know, Menelaus. See, I've shortened his name.
Mini the Minotaur.
His name's Menelaus.
Many then, Manny.
Manny.
Okay, Manny.
Manny.
A large hand just reaches back in the van and grips your head.
Manny works really well, because now I've got an image of him as Bill Bailey, being played by Bill Bailey. That's amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I might have to hurt you in person.
You can try.
I think he might have named
not
me.
You.
How exotic.
You can't do it.
No, but I can, and don't make me. But anyway, yeah, are you heading into the Matrix then?
Yes, as long as
I've got to learn how this works in 5 seconds.
As long as they're not gonna, like, just jump out and start.
No, we will wait and then start shooting all the fascists in the face.
Right, okay.
They're not fascists! They just have strongly held views that are quite right-wing, but they're not fascists.
Well, I suppose they don't really shit.
Damn dirty orc. So anyway.
Shy pigskin.
Right. First things first. Are you changing the setup of your deck before before you go in.
Oh my goodness.
Remember, you can do this as pretty much a free action, I think you can.
Let me find the right page, first of all.
Yeah, I'm literally running this without really knowing the rules. So, people at home, if you are listening to this and you're hoping that I'm about to show you how Matrix works in the Shadowrun system, I'm afraid you're going to be sadly disappointed. There's a reason why the Pandable guys have an NPC doing all of this. It's kind of complicated. So you've got attack, sleaze, data processing, and firewall.
I can't even find it, hang on.
Fuck.
Yeah.
It is on your sheet, I know it is. Because it's printed out from the rather wonderful Hero Labs, which contains everything.
Mm.
If you want, I can see if I can find my copy of you and tell you what.
Right. Matrix devices.
That's probably it.
Armor.
You know what I should do? I should pause it while we look. Okay, a brief revision of the rules later. So, currently your cyber deck is set up as?
It's set up for Jarvis.
Yeah.
And if I can only have two.
Yeah. So Jarvis would be one of the two programs.
Yeah. I guess encryption.
Yep, that gives you an extra bonus to your firewall, making your thing pretty much ironclad at this point. Okay, so you drop into the Matrix. What does your avatar look like? Because I don't think you've ever been in the Matrix.
No, I don't think I have.
No? And are you going hot sim or AR? Hot sim you're faster, but AR you're safer.
We'll go for AI.
AR?
Yeah.
Augmented reality. Yeah. Okay. Cool. So, you drop into the Matrix. You're on a public grid, and it's not very good at all. The public grid at the moment is, it's pretty noisy. It's not like really very noisy. Basically, you're within 100 metres, so you'd expect there to be no noise between you and the things that you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
But everything looks a bit fuzzy and so on. So it's got a noise rating of 2 around here, which I believe takes 2 dice away from your dice pools when you do stuff. So, please roll your physical initiative.
My physical initiative?
Yes, because you're in AR as opposed to dropped into either hot or cold sim.
Oh, okay. I'll find that now.
A lot of sheets on this thing.
Yes, right. So that is... 13.
Okay. So you drop into the Matrix and start looking around you. There's obviously, billboards everywhere now. Because the way AR works, you're supposed to have AR on all the time. You, for example, Leonid, have AR popping up in your eyes constantly. Although you mostly filter it out now. So there's, electronic billboards floating in the sky and, come here for sex, sex, sex! And Hooters, the biggest owls in the country.
Wow.
And you can't actually... What you're looking for is little marks that show things that are connected to the web. Now, because everybody has slaved their items to your deck, because your deck is impregnable when it comes to Matrix damage, Menelaus and Leonid are covered in little floating tags, all of which have got your own personal symbol next to, which is called a mark. What is your mark?
I think it's going to be a little spinning penny.
Okay. So literally, Leonid is covered in them. Up to and including his eyes and nervous system. If you really wanted to, you could brick his central nervous system.
That would kill me, right?
No.
Oh.
But it wouldn't be good. You'd be paralysed.
Nice.
There's a reason why you've slaved your cyberware to her deck.
Yeah.
If you choose, you trust her not to brick your cyberware.
Note to self.
Well, technically speaking, what you've done is all of your equipment is slaved to your personal comlink, and that's slaved to her.
Hmm.
In a pan-wham sort of situation.
Woo!
So anyway.
Yes. So, can I...
At the moment, you can't see any tags for... But certainly, the camera you can see outside, you can't see any matrix tag on it. Which either means it's not connected to the matrix, very unlikely,
right.
Or, more likely, they're running it in silent mode. Because you can hide your matrix thing. Incidentally, I've assumed you've done that already.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm assuming you're always hiding, as it were. So the best thing to do would be a matrix perception roll.
Okay.
It's computer plus intuition limited by your data processing.
Okay.
And you're looking for fives and sixes.
Computer. Limited by what, sorry?
Data processing. Which is leave on your card setup. Is two.
Two.
So the most successes you can get is two. Unless you jiggle your stats around.
Mm.
Because you could shift, say, your attack to data processing.
Okay.
Remember, you're losing 2 points at the local meetings. So
yeah.
You've lost two dice for that.
Okay, I'm still rolling.
A lot of dice, because
yeah.
Your character is made for this.
Two, six, eight,
and to a lesser extent, so is Menelaus.
So...
Computer plus intuition.
Yeah.
Minus two.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Ladies and gentlemen at home, you cannot see the veritable handful of dice she's just picked up.
Right.
But you'll be able to hear them in a sec.
I get five successes, but I can only...
Yeah, you can only get two.
Two.
Okay. Well, you get five successes, but you can only use two. It only got one success to hide. You can see that there is a hidden mark, well, there is a hidden tag for the video camera outside. There are also two more hidden tags inside the building that look very similar.
Okay. I'm going to go to the ones inside.
Okay. You project yourself inside, which is really weird, because your frame of vision doesn't move, so you're just still staring at the outside of the place. But it's what you're looking at shifts, comes closer. You can see inside there are these two little tags that seem to relate to things.
Okay.
They're very slowly like panning backwards and forwards. They do look like little cameras because you can see the frame. And they're panning backwards and forwards. But at the moment, you can't see what they're showing because you don't have control over.
Okay.
So, basically what you need to do is mark them. And I believe you need three marks to take over something. And there's two different ways of doing it. You can brute force it, or you can hack it on the floor. Now, brute force is... I am going to smash through the firewall of this thing, get control of it, and put a mark on it.
Right.
Incidentally, if you're placing more than one mark, you take a penalty to this dice roll. So if you place two marks at once, it's a minus four. If you place three marks at once, it's a minus ten. Also, another possible thing that you could do is sleaze it, which is hacking on the fly. This is a bit less brute forcey, a bit less smashy than unlikely to notice it. But basically, it's just: do you want to use your attack or do you want to use your sleaze?
I might try. I don't want to be too obvious.
There is one other thing. You're fairly certain there's another grid here.
Right.
So you could brute force your way onto Berza Biology Technology Concerns grid, which would get rid of the noise. But that's a corporate grid.
I'm going to leave that now. We don't want to draw attention to ourselves.
Okay.
For something.
That's fair. That's like fair. This. So, are you going to brute force
it? If we're doing that to, like, when we're going to the compound, for example,
yeah,
then that's more sensible, but for this, I don't think it's worth it. So I'll go for,
brute force or hack on the fly?
I'll go for sleaze.
Okay, hack on the fly it is. So you ease your way over to the icon. One on the left or one on the right?
Okay, one on the left.
Okay. Make me a hacking plus logic roll. You are limited by your sleaze value at this point.
Yeah. Okay, hacking.
Wow. I don't know who set these video cameras up, but they weren't very good at their job.
Right, so, logic, did you say?
Yeah. Are you putting one mark on, or are you going to try for the twofer, or are you going to try for all three? Please remember, you're currently suffering from noise, so you've lost two dice.
Right.
Not that it matters with your character very much, because a billion dice are about to hit you back.
Right. I'll go for two.
Okay, so you take a minus four, and you have to beat its intuition plus five.
So I have to get five successes?
No. You have to beat its roll.
Oh, I see. Right, okay.
And I haven't told you what it's rolled yet.
No.
But it hasn't rolled well. So you're trying for two at once. Fair enough.
I get one, two, three, four.
Okay.
Which is all I can get anyway.
You sidle up to it and apply two marks to it relatively easily. You're fairly certain whoever set this up has just set it up with the default settings. They've just gone, oh, I just want it to slave to my thingy. My data pad. Just slave it to my data pad. And then they have. Which is great for you, because it means it's running on a very basic firewall. It's not really terribly clever.
Okay.
So you've got two marks on it. You need one more to actually take control of it.
Okay.
Bear with me a second. I've just got to check if that is likely to get you any attention. I can't find it. Incidentally, this is way easier to do if you can actually walk up to the item you want to hack and plug yourself into the thing you're hacking.
Yeah.
That's not really going to happen here, is it?
No.
God. Grid Overwatch Division. No, I can't see it. I think because you succeeded so very, very well, you're all right.
Okay.
One second. Oh, okay. It's all right. I now know how Overwatch score works. Interesting.
Oh dear.
You know, incidentally, that if your Overwatch score ever hits 40, convergence will occur. If convergence occurs, you get hit for 12 damage value of matrix damage.
12?
You've got a good firewall, so you'll probably defend. Maybe? I don't know. But that happens when you hit 40 points. Whenever you roll against something, you gain points equal to its hits on its defense.
Right.
Whenever you're doing anything like attacky or sleazy.
Yeah.
Also, every 15 minutes after you first started, it increases by 2d6.
Ouch.
But at the moment, you've got two marks on this camera, and you only need one.
Okay. Do I take another penalty, or do I roll the same number of dice?
Well, if you only want to put one more mark on,
yeah,
then you get four extra dice for this one.
Okay.
But bear in mind, people can also erase marks, so it's not a terrible thing to get more marks on it than you need. Especially if you're intending to leave it in place for some time.
Potentially. Right, okay. I'll,
Are you going to roll the same again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. The camera didn't glitch. But it got close.
Damn.
Did you?
I got one.
One is all you need. You slap another two marks on it, and gain four marks, and take control of the device.
Phew.
So what you can see, basically, you get it to send... actually, no, you'd need to... You'd need to do an edit action for that.
Oh, okay.
I think...
What to actually see what's happening?
Yeah, you need to make a control device action.
Control device?
Electronic warfare plus intuition, limited by your sleaze, versus its intuition firewall. Holy crap. Just leave at the moment.
Four.
Just roll.
I've got two.
Okay. So basically, you try and get control of the camera. So you can have a look through it. But the internal programming stops you. Yeah, you try and slave the camera so that it will send all of its video to your deck.
Mm.
Doesn't work. Mm. Some internal programming is stopping you from doing it. You are currently unable to control the device in that fashion. You get the impression that it's maybe some kind of like internal token of what IP it's supposed to be sending it to or something like that. You can try again. I will tell you for nothing, it got very lucky on that roll.
I'll try again, because it shouldn't...
You should be able to.
Should be able to.
Yeah, okay.
Out four.
This time, yeah, you managed to overcome it. And you, get the internal picture. This camera is showing the bar area. So you're basically top left corner of the counter of the bar, looking out over the central seating area, as it were. You can see the door and the front window. There's about six or seven tables in there. None of them have anybody in. And the barman is currently polishing cups and looking around the place.
Okay. So how many people are outside?
Six. Oh, everything is very Norse fiery in there.
Mm.
On the wall, there's like a big wooden plaque and a box underneath it, which is, it's like donations to the local Norse fire party. So it seems like this is like the local Norse fire collective's meeting house.
Nice. Can other people see what I'm seeing?
Yes, because their stuff is slaved to yours. You can just ping it into their faces, effectively.
Alright, I'll do that.
Suddenly this window opens up in AR in front of you and shows you a picture of inside the bar, both you and Menelaus, Leonid.
Right. Okay.
Menelaus, you've got a picture of inside the bar in your face.
The religious types. Lovely.
Right. Don't want to burn it down. Definitely want to burn it
down. Religious fascist type. Get it right. But they're not really fascists. They've just got strongly held views.
The religious fascist types.
They're not fascists. They've just got strongly held views. They're a bit right wing.
Quite a lot right wing.
But anyway.
You didn't finish it with you fucking troll.
Oh, you fucking Minotaur. Right. What are you doing? You can't see the other camera, incidentally.
Right, okay, I think I need to check the other camera because there's no point in doing anything if he's not in there.
Yep, okay. Make another roll.
Okay.
So you float over to the other camera's icon.
Yep.
And try and mark that one off. Are you trying two marks?
Yep.
Okay.
Got four again.
Okay, you slap the two marks right on there.
Okay.
It puts up a bit better fight than the other one. You think you might have changed the password for this one, so it's not the
Shocking.
Same as the other one.
You mean it's not 123456?
No, it was password on the other one.
Oh, right. Wow.
Are you going for the full four?
Yeah. Oh, I get four again.
Okay, yeah, you slap another two marks on it. Again, it puts up a bit more of a fight this time, but yeah, you still get it through.
Okay.
Control device. You get the impression that they didn't bother setting up a host. They don't really have a sysadmin watching this shit. It's just sort of thrown together. It's like someone's gone to a local map wing and just bought some video cameras and put them in their house. Not really thought about programming the codes or anything.
I get four again.
Yep, you take control of that camera. This camera is slightly more interesting from your point of view.
Okay.
Because it shows three doors. It shows the entrance to the women's toilet. Shows the entrance to the men's toilet, which a guy is just coming out of and still in the process of putting it away.
That's not interesting.
Then it shows like a little alcove that's a bit further back with a slab-like looking man standing there with a briefcase. And he's standing in front of this door marked private. There's also a door to the left of him, which you reckon goes into the bar, behind where the bar is.
Yep, okay.
But he's just sort of nonchalantly standing there. You can see he's actually got a bar stool in the corner, but he's standing up at the moment, presumably because that guy's coming out of the toilet. But yeah, he's just standing there. He's got body armour on, you can tell. He's wearing like a badly fitting suit, but underneath his shirt, you can see. Well, he's either got body armour or he's a very strange shape. And he's just holding, he's just got this briefcase down to his side. Looks a bit weird, though.
Okay.
You now have access to both of those cameras and you will continue to have access until somebody notices the marks and deletes them.
Or I rub them out.
Or you rub them out yourself. Or God descends upon you from on high.
Yeah.
Although, if you jack out, you'll continue to have access to them, and as long as you don't do anything to them, you're jacked out. God's not going to fall upon you.
Okay, so... thoughts?
Right. Well, that guy's a bodyguard, so...
Have you given him the picture?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Okay. Make me... You've got logic and you've got something about guns in your hobby skills, I believe.
Nine skills. I mean, aside from gunnery, I've got three in gun runners as a knowledge skill.
Yeah, I thought I'd give me the general gun knowledge. Maybe I didn't. Make me a logic check.
Okay, logic is two. So that's roll two dice, I guess.
Hang on. Right, no, that's Brocka.
God damn it.
Here's me, mate. Make me... I think it actually is a logic check.
Okay, so just two dice.
Yep.
Yeah. Maybe you did 5 and 6, so...
Yeah, 5 and 6.
Got one.
Okay. That is not a briefcase. That is a briefcase SMG. It is basically a briefcase that, when shit goes down, you pull that handle really hard, and the back stock flicks out with the trigger guard, and you just fire it like a briefcase. Which is a weird sentence. But... Basically, it's an SMG that you can carry around in public and people aren't going to be all that so much the wiser. It doesn't hit massively hard, but they do have quite a high rate of fire, and they come with a sound suppressor, so it's not going to be loud. But it also is pretty rare, pretty nice.
Okay. I'm going to want that.
Yeah.
Right, well, Anger's got a briefcase SMG.
Sweet.
Yeah, well, that's fancy.
Gotta get it first.
Well, yeah. It's a trick, isn't it? But the fact he's standing there means Mac Barry's in.
Yeah.
Wouldn't bother any bodyguards standing there if he wasn't.
And that's one guy?
Hmm.
So you definitely another.
Yeah, so the other one will probably be in the room with him.
Unless he's out the back. There's no security cameras out the back, are there?
No.
Right. So, we either have to scare off or get rid of the, or kill the guys out front and take out the bodyguard. The problem is he's likely to run out the back, so we probably want to have something blocking the fire escape. The alleyway.
Right, okay.
So, I think Ruffles might be useful for that one.
Potentially.
None of us? Are you still there, men of us?
I am, but every so often you're cutting out and going robot-y.
Ah. Well, they've just suggested that maybe Ruffles could cover the fire exit.
This would mean decamping him from the van.
Yes, they haven't got to that part yet. They're currently in the planning how to kill Mad Barry part.
Yeah, does he have any explosives she can remotely set off by accident?
It seems like no. She can't see any more Matrix tapes in the building. Other than these cameras.
Plus we kind of need to have at least his head identified.
I guess we could get him to bug out through the fire exit and then hose him with fire.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm still trying to see how we do it. I mean, we could just send Ruffles in the front door and then we go by the fire escape. And as soon as he pops out the fire door, we kick his head in.
That also works as a plan.
So what do we do with the fascists?
Can we just shoot people in the street? Really illegal? How illegal?
Well, it's super illegal.
Huh.
But you're shadow runners, and it depends on how long you're intending to stay here.
How many security cameras are around the front that could possibly, like, they're on the hab
Right, there's the one pointing straight down.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, a traffic camera that might get you.
Right.
But none of you are sinners.
No.
So you can get away with this sort of thing.
Get away with arbitrarily murdering people? Awesome.
Would these type of people be, like, immediately suspicious if Ruffles just rumbled out the back of the van?
Ruffles is a combat drone with a gun on the top of it.
So, yes.
He looks like... going to Robot Wars, so, imagine, if you will, Shunt, but with an assault rifle bolted on the top.
Okay.
Nice. I thought you were going to say Killer Lot.
No, he doesn't look like cool.
Oh, you'll hurt Ruffles' feelings.
Yeah.
Ruffles is a block with two tank tracks and a machine gun.
Still.
He still has feelings.
Okay.
Speaking of someone who regularly jumps into his head, no, he doesn't.
He does when you're in there.
No, I have feelings. I'm not getting into this philosophical argument again.
Just a grenade.
It does, however, hurt when I get shot.
A grenade would certainly make a statement.
Yeah. Fuck you. It's a very good statement.
As statements go, yeah, fuck you would be pretty high on its list of things it's just said very loud and with lots of shrapnel.
Oh, do you have any grenades on me?
I think you always have grenades on you.
Hooray.
You're a street ally.
Yep, grenade, 2 flashbang, 2 times high explosive.
So you could, in theory, use one of your explosive grenades. Wow. That's awesome. Yep.
Can I?
Yeah.
I'm not sure why I'm asking your permission, but you know what? Right.
It's not like I'm going to stop you.
Well, no, I know, but, you know, I thought I should get general consensus on this. This is a democracy, after all.
It's not. Anyway, so far, you've sat there, you've looked at the video feeds, you've looked at the fascists, sorry, strongly held views. You've looked at the Northspire people, you've looked at the video cameras, you've looked at the Northspire people, and you've gone, I'm going to hoik a grenade at them. Do you have a plan for dealing with Inside, or...?
Well, Inside we've got a bodyguard, a barman, and I'm assuming that guy was...
Oh no, the guy who was pissing has come back outside. Okay. So there's 7 guys outside now.
Okay. The barman might try something.
Well, it's his property, so...
Yeah, which is property being used to fund a fascist party, so... Fuck him.
Strongly!
Sorry, to fund strongly held political beliefs that think because I'm an orc, I'm not actually alive.
Yeah.
So, fuck him. Fuck the horse he rode in on. His horse is probably a racist too. Fucking racist horses.
Yeah, racist horses. But anyway.
Oh, I suppose I'll get my gun ready then.
Yeah, probably for the best. I don't think there's any really subtle way you can cut a guy's head off. So, not that I haven't tried. No, I haven't tried.
Right. So, you're all still in the van, I'm guessing.
Right.
Yes. At the moment, so, yeah.
Well, the theory is, how quickly does it take Ruffles to get out of the van? When he gets out of the van?
Well, the back comes down and he rolls out.
Okay. So I can throw the grenade first, then he can roll out while I walk over, you know, and then start going in the front.
Okay. Problem is, Lucinda is more of a sniper-type person.
Well, I was thinking of covering the rear.
Okay,
if you cover the rear, do you want Ruffles covering it as well, or...?
Ruffles is kind of your heavy guns.
I don't think he's going to get that far.
Okay.
So if you go in the front, he's going in the front door and you two are going with him, or after him.
Oh, right, Ruffles goes in the front door with me and Manny.
Well,
okay.
I don't think they're just going to sit there and watch as a combat drone just trundles around the corner.
Well, that's why I was going to throw the grenade first.
Yeah, your high explosive grenades are going to be a bit... Well...
High explosive-y?
I suspect it will be an all-or-nothing kind of deal, and I suspect it will be there is nothing left of them.
Good.
Because I've read the damage those things have got. And even though they've only got a 2 meter blast radius, so the damage falls off every 2 meters. But they're all sort of standing around in a group drinking beer, so...
Right, yeah. So we're around the corner from them, is that right?
No, you're parked down the road.
Okay.
You're, well, 30, 40 metres away, maybe?
Right. What's the optimum throwing range on a grenade?
Less than one. Yes.
Closest range is 10.
Right. Throw weapon, simple action.
Mm-hmm. I've got 9 dice for that.
I believe you'll take a negative because of the range thing.
No, that's a bit closer.
Throw, not weapons. So, strength times 10 is extreme range.
50.
Strength times 6 is long range.
30, yeah, because I've got the range things on here. It's 10, 20, 30, 50.
Okay. Well, you only take a minus 3 throwing it from the van.
So, it gives me 6 dice.
6 dice to hit from the fucking van. Fucking hell.
Can I be bothered getting out of the van? It would take away a bit of the element of surprise if it did. Right. Everyone ready?
Yeah, gone.
Manny?
Menelaus, are you ready?
No, apparently not.
Menelaus, are you there? Hello?
Got lost inside the space.
He's gone back to
hello?
Yes, can you
I'm
hear us?
I'm getting out quite a lot now.
Can you hear us?
Hello?
Yes. Are you ready? But anyway,
yeah.
They're basically asking, are you ready to stop the murder?
Always.
In which
I have
case,
a drone with a gun on top.
In which case, it's time for the initiatives.
Yay!
How does this work again?
You roll initiatives. So it will say on your thing how many dice you roll and so on. Remember, Leonid, if you turn on your super fast, super speedy, super fast spell, you get a higher number.
Oh, right, yeah, it's 8 rather than 7.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, so according to my sheet, it says 7 plus 1d6 for initiative.
Okay. Are you dropping into Ruffles, however?
Well, if Ruffles is supposed to be participating, it's probably advisable.
In which case, Ruffles gets a lot more than that.
Okay.
Because it's Hot Sim VR that you're in, which means it's probably 4d6 plus whatever that number was.
7.
So, roll 4d6 plus 7, somebody, for Menelaus.
Okay.
I think that's right.
Regardless of whether it is or not, we're about to say it is.
14.
Okay, so, Ruffles is on 14.
No, Ruffles rolled 14 plus 7, was it?
Okay, so Ruffles
yep.
is on...
21.
21.
I am on 16.
Okay.
12.
And the Norse fires outside are unaware of this attack coming. So, Leonid...
Well, technically Ruffles is first, but...
well, yes, technically Ruffles is first, but I assume, Ruffles,
yep.
you hold your action?
Ruffles ain't doing anything until the grenade throwing stuff.
Okay. I will lob the grenade. It's minus 3 dice for the range, I believe.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so that's 6 dice.
This is going to be terrific.
Only 1 success.
They are unaware of the attack coming. So this was a straight success roll. Did you get a success?
Yes, I did.
Yes. Are more than half of your dice is dice ones?
No. None of them are ones.
Right. At this point, you roll damage. Now,
okay.
Your damage is 16.
16 dice?
Actually, no. You don't roll damage. They just defend against the damage.
Okay.
I think. Oh, gods. Oh, gods.
These were high axe grenades, weren't they?
Yeah. Attack versus
defense. So they're particularly nasty.
Yeah. Stun, if DV plus hits is greater than R. No, they're not wearing armor. Roll to damage resist pool. Oh, gods. Oh, gods. The grenade lands in the middle of these Norse fire guys. And it becomes really obvious that they don't immediately realise what it is. Because all their heads snap up and they get halfway through shouting, fucking orc, when they turn to mist. Chunks of Norse fire are everywhere. There is a kaboom, and that's it, they're gone.
Pip pip cheerio, motherfuckers.
Right, at this point I have to roll some initiatives for other people.
Have you been playing Overwatch?
No, I stole that from somewhere else, but I'm guessing they stole it from Overwatch.
Give me a second. I just need to...
Possibly. I think it's one of Tracer's voice stabs.
There are no Norse fires out there any longer, Menelaus. Would you like to take Ruffles' delayed turn?
Yep, he's going to decamp from the back.
Okay. You slam the back of the van down, roll Ruffles out, and he, what, starts rolling towards the thing? He could probably get to where the mosh is now.
Ruffles will go and sit in the mush and spin his transfer.
Okay. Lucinda.
Just to drive the point home.
I would like...
Actually, hang on. So he would then drop to 11. 11. Leonid is at 6. Actually, no. You don't go next. Something happens. Lucinda.
Remind me, the... initiative system is each round you take 10 off, and if you have points left, you go again?
Yes. Okay. So, Lucinda.
If I'm exiting van...
Yes.
Can I still get a feed on what's happening inside?
Yes. But you'll say... are you still in hot, in AR?
Because
if you're still in AR...
Yeah.
You take a penalty to physical initiative.
Right.
I can't remember what that penalty is at the moment, but you will get distracted basically by the AR.
Okay.
But you can do it. I can't remember what the distraction is.
Although if...
Oh no, it's the same initiative role, it's fine.
If Menelaus...
In theory, yes, you can. You could... Oh, everybody's got cyber eyes though, haven't they?
Right. Have I? I don't think I have.
Don't you? Really? I didn't give you a cyber eye at least.
Oh.
I know you've got one. You've got two. Leonid's got two cyber eyes. Menelaus has got one.
Pretty
simple, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Will it come under cyberware?
Yes.
I don't know what cyber is.
Oh, do you have a visor then?
You
swore I gave you cybernetic eyes.
Doesn't say so.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a while since we've played this. Yeah, Cyber Eyes 1, Image Link and Smartlink. This into Halicore.
Where's that?
It's under Cyberware, it's directly under your ears. Either way, yeah. You can all have a picture from the two video cameras.
Okay.
In which case, what you see is, when the explosion goes off,
yep.
The barman pretty much shits himself.
Okay.
He dives to the ground and starts scrabbling around under the bar. The guy with the briefcase jerks up, jerks the handle of his thing, and this handle springs out of the back of the briefcase, and he grabs it and points it towards the door.
Okay. Right, so I want to jump out the van.
Okay. You jump out the van.
And head round to the back and find somewhere where I can...
Well, you can actually just scurry along the line of cars on this side of the road, because you park the other side of the road from where it is.
Right.
And just line up on where the fire exit comes out.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So you rush along and set up your enormous sniper rifle. Okay, so that drops you to there. Right, as you're going, it becomes Ruffles' go again. Ruffles, what are you doing?
Is there an open door into the place?
Yes, the bar door is open, but it's one of those ones where you go in through the bar door and then you turn left, because there's like a little wall inside.
Can I get Ruffles to a spot where I can see into at least the mini corridor area?
Only by rolling him in through the door.
Put him on overwatch.
Only by rolling him in through the door.
Okay, I will put him just inside the door then.
Okay. You roll Ruffles in and take a right, keeping the gun train directly in, and roll into the bar. All of you see Ruffles roll into the bar. Excuse me a second, I have to roll another initiative test. Right, okay.
On the basis that if he tries to come out this way, I need to saw him in half of bullets.
That's true. Leonid.
Right.
Incidentally, up and down the street, there are people fleeing in panic.
Good. Don't want any innocent collateral damage.
Apart from the seven guys who... Oh, not innocent.
I said innocent.
Yeah.
That
seems okay. Fair.
Stepping out the van, following up towards the door, I will have...
What's your speed?
My speed is...
I think you're approximately the same as Ruffles, aren't you?
Yes.
So you'll get to the goop. You won't be able to go in through the door. Yeah, let's just assume you're approximately...
Yeah, let's assume that, yeah. I've got my Ingram Smart Gun X.
Okay. That takes you out of the way. All of you see the door which the guard is standing in front of open, another face come out, you see them talking, you don't hear anything, and then you see the other guard step out with this big shotgun. The first guard, the one with the briefcase thing, shouts something back through the door, again you can't hear him. And then moves into the bar area. At which point, incidentally, Manoaus, you see him come into the bar area, on Ruffles' feet.
God, this is complicated.
Is this the guy we're supposed to be on?
No, it's one of his guards.
Yeah, it's one of his mooks.
Is it the one with the SMG?
Yeah, it's the guy with the SMG. You won't be able to do anything just yet. Because he moved in. Lucinda, you take your second action. Is it go on Overwatch?
Yes. Can I do that at the same time as having one eye on the feed?
Yes, it just distracts you a bit.
Yeah.
I hope I'm Overwatch in this thing. Overwatch? I'm sure there's Overwatch.
Well, there should be, it's...
I think it was called something else.
Oh, alright. I hate it when they call things other things. It's Overwatch.
No, it is Overwatch.
Oh, no, that's something else. I don't know what it's called then. What is it called? I think maybe you just hold your gun.
Yeah.
You see, this is why we need to play this game more often. This sort of stuff wouldn't happen. I think what we'll do is... I think we'll just assume you're holding your go until something happens.
Okay.
You've taken her name. The barman pops up from behind the bar. He unloads a shotgun into Ruffles. He unloads a shotgun in the vague direction of Ruffles. What is Ruffles' defense pool?
What would it be on the thing as? Range defense?
Yes.
6 dice.
Okay. Roll 6 dice. Don't fuck up.
Three successes against 1-1, so...
He was obviously expecting somebody to walk through, and he aimed at chest height for a person. Chest height for a person is distinctly over Ruffles' head. Ruffles is not hit. We are now back to initiative. We need to roll some initiatives.
I get 15.
Let me see. Ruffles' thing is 6 plus 46, apparently.
Right, so he
although
gets...
I don't know what I get for VR hot sim.
It's 6 plus 46, because that's what you're using under.
You get 16.
You get 16 for Ruffles, and you are still holding your action.
Yes, but for the record, I rolled 8.
Okay, so Ruffles gets to go first. Ruffles rolled in through the door. In front of him, there's the bar on all the tables. The barman's just popped up and fired a single round from a double-barreled shotgun at him. And the guy with the briefcase, which is obviously now an SMG, has come from the right-hand side of the bar, heading towards you all. Well, heading right. Towards Ruffles at this point.
Okay. I would like to attack the bike with the SMG.
Fair enough. Make a roll.
How do I tell? So the weapon is Colco Retized 120, and there's lots of options.
Well, yeah, are you full autoing him? Short bursting him?
Full auto, I guess?
Shit, okay. Full auto, long burst. Ouch. It costs you 6 rounds, but he gets a minus 5 to his defense. I wonder what his defense pool is. I wonder if it's as high as all that. Oh, that's
helpful. At some point I need to go through these and work out, you know, what the sliding scale of usefulness is. Because I'm pretty sure full auto is likely to just saw someone in half.
Probably.
No, they're something similar to yours.
Yeah.
Oh, God, there are 2 full autos listed here.
Yeah, there's full auto long burst and the other one. Full auto hideous.
Well, there's full auto... simple action and full auto complex action.
You could do the full auto complex if you really wanted to.
No, I don't want to, but it's 5 dice versus 9 off his defense pool.
Yeah.
That's terrifying. But it chews through 10 rounds.
Yeah, which means you run out in what, 10 minutes?
That long?
It's quite a long time, is. Right. Defense pool. I'm trying to work out what someone's defense pool is. Why? This book is not well laid out. Reaction plus intuition. Right, so. He would normally be getting a full 11 dice, but you've just done 5 off. So he only gets 6 dice. So you roll Ruffles' attack. Which, you've already done that game?
No, well, how many dice does he have for attack?
What's Ruffles' attack, Menelaus?
OK. according to this, assuming it's pre-calculated everything,
yeah.
Full auto simple action is 7 dice versus minus 5 defense.
Okay.
Oh. 3 successes.
Okay then. So you beat him by 2. Which means you hit him. What is the damage for your gun?
That's the thing with the P after it, isn't it?
Yes.
That would be 7P for this.
So he's taking 9 damage because you beat him by 2.
Right. Incidentally, the most I can get out of this damage-wise is Brain Blaster, which is 6 rounds for a complex action. 7 dice for 9 damage.
Okay. So currently you're doing 9 damage. Does it have any AP, incidentally?
Where would I find that list?
Directly next to the bit that says P. It'll have a negative number next to it.
It just says 7 dice versus minus 5 death, 7p damage.
Okay. Okay, so no armor piercing. So 9 dice. Nice. He gets to roll his armor, which is not great. Actually, no, it's not that bad. He is actually wearing an armoured jacket, so he's getting a pretty good dice pool for this. But he has to soak quite a lot. Yeah, he does. He soaks a fair amount. He soaks 6 of your 9 damage. You basically hose him down with shots. He staggers back, and you definitely tagged him in the shoulder. But for the most part, his armour has stopped it. It also seems like he's got cybernetics. So, at this point, it becomes Leonid. You can get in through the door in this round if all you do is move.
So, is that the bar then?
No, that he shot the guard.
Oh, the guard, okay.
The guard with the briefcase.
So I wouldn't be able to shoot this then?
No, you can just get in through the door.
And would I be in a cover position, or would I be...
Because Ruffles is currently blocking the door. So, you know how you go into most pubs and then there's a wall?
Yeah.
And then you go sideways into the bar. Ruffles is right there, having gone sideways, and you'd be in the walled bit.
Yeah.
So you'd be covered.
Yeah. I'll follow up to that.
Okay. So you move forward. The guards! On your images... You see the other guard, the one by the back door, kneels down and brings his shotgun up. And then, Menelaus, you hear the guard with the briefcase gun open fire on Ruffles. He full autos Ruffles. I think he full auto long bursts it. I don't think he can have any. Oh no, he just full autos him. You need to do defense minus 5 for Ruffles. He needs to roll his attack.
So, Ruffles' defense is 6. So, somebody needs to roll 1 dice.
1 dice. Okay. Ouch.
Oh, wow.
Ruffles did not roll success on his 1 dice.
Well, Ruffles is in luck because the guy only manages 1 success. However, as it hits Ruffles... The bullet explodes. So he's taking 9 damage, so he needs to roll his armour.
Okay.
Which apparently is 8 dice brackets full.
Oh. It's actually 7 dice because this is armour piercing.
Okay.
Oh.
7 dice. He doesn't soak any of that.
He takes 8 points of damage. Incidentally, Menelaus...
Might be all he's got.
Menelaus...
Yeah.
I think you take 8 points of storm damage.
Well, this was going to happen sooner or later.
Let's have a quick look at where is he? Do you want to roll edge? Do you want to use edge to re-roll that defense? Because I would, because otherwise he's done.
What, the armor roll?
Your defense roll, yeah.
Yes, I would like to.
Reroll the 7 dice?
Yeah, you can re-roll anything that failed.
Okay, so everything.
Yeah. It costs him 1 edge.
2 successes.
Okay. So, he's still off at that point, but he's not very well. The guard brings his gun up and hoses Ruffles down with fire. Literally just pulls the trigger down and burns him down. Now, I'm just going to take a look at what happens when you're in Hot Sim and you get shot at.
Assuming I get to come back from this as a non-vegetable, I am going to be pulling Ruffles out of there, just in case the link goes down. Because I seem to remember he's expensive.
Right, you need to resist half the damage as biofeedback damage. So you roll your own defense.
Defense is... Biofeedback is not listed here.
Yeah, hang on. You're in Hot Sim. They could have made this easier. Right, it is willpower plus the firewall of your rig. So it's your willpower plus...
So my willpower is 4.
And your firewall will...
is slaved through...
Your firewall's higher than hers, so it's 6.
Okay. 10 so,
dice,
a total of 10 dice?
10 dice to save against 4 damage.
Alright.
1, 2, 3... Saved 3 of them.
So you take 1 point of physical damage. As the feedback from Ruffles actually causes nerves in your brain to be fried.
That's bad.
At that point, it is Ruffles' go.
He will be hightailing it back to the van.
Leonid's in his way.
He might try and hide behind the orc.
How? Leonid is literally standing in the enclosed space behind him.
There's no way around him?
He's kind of... Well, yeah, you can run Leonid down with Ruffles to get Ruffles out of there, but I don't think Leonid's going to be all that pleased about it.
Okay. Then I guess the only option is more shooting.
Or you could get him out of the way of Leonid for a start, and then shoot him. Because at the moment, Ruffles is directly inside the door. He's coming through the door, an open door. The problem is, he's in Leonid's way, and Leonid is in his way.
Okay, I guess I'll have to move further in and open up on the block again.
Okay. You roll, it's only a couple of meters you need to go in. You roll a couple of meters in and then hose the guy down again. I assume you're using the full auto, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
So, 6 dice?
If he doesn't evaporate this time, I'm in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, you roll Ruffles' attack.
6 dice, was it, yeah?
Different page, different page. Too much scrolling.
Don't worry, listeners. We're hoping to run this more often soon, and we'll know the rules a bit better. This is the problem with running so many systems. I have to get so many systems in my head.
That's the van. The van has a gun.
Yes.
There we go. Right. Shooty, shooty. It says full auto, simple action, 7 dice versus -5 defense.
Yep. So you roll 7 dice.
7 dice, okay.
That's a bit more like it. 3 successes.
I think you missed.
Oh, fuck.
You graze him. So, what does grazing do?
Just graze him. Okay.
Yep. Again, if you've got edge left...
I only have 1 edge.
Yeah. So, yeah, Ruffles fires at him, but because Ruffles is badly damaged, he fails to actually connect. The guy rolled really lucky, actually, for it. Over half his dice came back with successes. Yeah, Ruffles rolls in, fires at him, doesn't hit. Leonid, it's your go. There's the whole space.
Am I standing out right in the open at this point?
No, you're still in the doorway.
Okay. Can I sort of... So the guy isn't directly looking at me?
No.
Okay, can I sort of just poke around and shoot him?
Yes.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll go a full auto... full auto long burst with my Ingram smart gun. Which, according to this, is 13 dice for me, -5 defense to him.
Yeah. Plus, it's the second time he's being attacked, so... I think it's going to end not well for him.
Fingers crossed.
This is the guard again, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not bothering me, the barman.
Oh dear.
Right. 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, that would be 5 successes.
So what's the damage of your weapon +4 and what AP have you got?
Right, so. It says 8p damage, so +4 to that would be 12p damage, no armour penetration.
Okay, so he rolls his armour, which is pretty good, as we are saying, he's got pretty good armour. 12p, you say?
12p.
So if he rolled all 6s, he'd save all of it. He didn't roll all 6s.
Thank
he rolled
God.
2 6s.
Okay.
Well, 2 5s actually. Which I believe means he takes 10 damage in the goddamn face.
Yes!
In addition to the 2 damage in the goddamn face he'd already taken.
This bodes well.
Yeah, oh, sorry, 3 damage he'd already taken. Okay. Wow. You see, this is why drones are sometimes very good. But sometimes you really want a street samurai to get the job done. You come round the corner and you just barely lean out with and then extend your arm and just walk the fire up him. He gets hit in the shin, breaks his leg, he gets hit in the thigh, breaks his thigh, gets hit in the stomach twice, and then the next 3 shots sort of hit the heart area, he topples over.
That was satisfying.
The barman jumps up. And goes, boom, and fires at you. Make me a ranged defense.
Ranged defense.
You need 1 success. No, 2 successes. Technically.
Ranged defense, 8 dice. I got a success.
Okay. Did you just get... Oh, you just got one.
Just the one.
You get splashed with, like, buckshot as the barman takes a shot at you. And then he sort of cracks it and starts furiously reloading while saying things like, "Fucking Trollog! I'll fucking kill ya!" At which point, I think we've come to the end of that initiative pass.
Okay.
So back to the top again.
First, back to the left.
Right, so he is on a 90. Actually, that's pretty good. The barman on the other hand.
That is wank. Lena's on 11.
Ooh. Well, he still gets two goes.
Yeah. Ruffles is on 21.
Fucking hell.
So Ruffles gets three goes to get the fuck out of Dodge.
Right. Lucinda, you can still roll, just in case you decide to do something else.
13.
So you get three goes. I'm putting everybody in their right places before I start this time. You actually get to go twice before the barman gets to do anything.
Wow.
And then Ruffles gets to go after him as well. And you.
Yeah.
Okay, so at the top of the round, Ruffles. The guy who's just done Ruffles a colossal amount of damage, is down on the ground and bleeding out. Leonid has pretty much tagged him in all of his things. What do you want to do?
Is the barman there?
Yes.
Can I? I probably need to reload at this point, don't I?
Nope.
Well, in that case, I'll just shoot the barman.
If I remember correctly, your thing is enough that you can full auto for three rounds before you need to reload. It's horrific. Okay. Off. He's behind cover, so he gets some dice.
Okay.
Oh dear.
There's seven dice, I believe.
Yeah. So.
Three successes.
Okay. Remind me the damage again. It's something like nine.
Seven.
7p. Plus three successes is 10p.
Yeah.
He's got wearing armor. Alright, he's got some cover from the, So, Ruffles rolls in through the door and shoots at the dude. The dude shoots back. Barman shoots at Ruffles. The dude finally dies, and then Ruffles just sort of swings lazily sideways and hoses the barman down, who goes down in a splash of blood and,
Good boy, Ruffles.
At which point, Lucinda, continuing to guard that way out?
Yeah, is there anything happening on the video feed?
You can see that the guard by the door he's dropped into a I am ready to fire when somebody comes into my line of sight sort of stance.
Is he facing the fire exit or facing the front of the bar?
You can't see the fire exit. You can't see where you get out to the fire exit.
Okay, so he's
facing towards where Leonid and Ruffles
He's facing
are.
Into the bar.
Yeah.
Or where I think the bar is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you've seen where he's facing from because the other guard
came out.
Came out,
yeah.
Okay, so he does nothing. You continue watching Leonid.
Right. So, I saw where the guard came in from.
Yes. There's like... Basically, from where you are, you come in through the door.
Yeah.
Directly in front of you is the end of the bar, and then there's a corridor to the right of that leads further into the building, and that's where the other guard was standing.
That's probably where the other guy is.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any other doors behind the bar?
There's one directly to the right, and you can see a door directly to the right of the guy on your little thing.
Right.
That also says private. So basically, where he is a little corridor, there's a door to the left of him, there's the door he's guarding, and then there's the two toilet doors.
Right.
The door to the left of him is probably the door there into the bar section.
Okay. So if I shot through the door...
He would be surprised, I suspect.
He would still, however, be covered from the door, and he's probably got the same level of armour. Right, let me just have a second look at the guns. Everything with armor penetration.
Maybe. I've got my fingers in so many places in the book. Yeah,
no, I'm checking my... None of my guns are armor penetrating.
I definitely think we need to review this system.
I've got no AP either.
Really?
I think so.
Okay. Could I, in one action, put away my gun, pull out my sword, and move up to the door?
Yes. Not going through. Are you doing this stealthily?
Because
you're going to have to jump the bar.
Actually, yeah, because my sneaking, I've just noticed I have 10 dice in sneaking.
Okay, make me a roll. He only gets that.
Three successes.
Okay, you pull your sword out and very, very quietly move over to the bar and bolt the bar. You're now standing next to the door. If he heard you, it's about to go really badly for you. Ruffles is also on 11.
So
the way out is now clear.
Stealthing towards the bloke's door, right?
Yes.
Can I cover him somehow?
Well, one thing that you could do is you could put down suppressing fire on the end of the corridor that you can see. You can't see the guy, so you can't hit the guy, but you could suppress the front of it.
Oh no, hang on, you said I could do three rounds of four.
Oh yeah, you need to reload.
So I need to reload.
Okay, Ruffles goes clunk, click.
Every trip.
Nothing happens. Lucinda, nobody has come out the back yet. The barman is no longer with us. Ruffles the third. So, at that point, suppress?
Yeah. Let's go with that.
Okay. Ruffles opens up on the end of the corridor, which makes a lot of noise, and is very flashy, but does fuck all at the moment. Leonid.
Kick the door open, stab the fucker.
Okay. You smash the door open, which knocks him in the side and causes him to stagger sideways. He instinctively pulls the trigger on the fuck massive shotgun he's got. And fires off three shots down the corridor as you bring your sword round and down towards him. His melee defense is probably not very high.
Fingers crossed.
There's the thing raised with me now. Oh, I really need to go through this book and put all of them.
11 dice.
Oh, dear. Oh no, shit. He's unaware. Just roll dice.
Okay.
Because he wasn't expecting this. Because he's unaware. Because he thought you were going to come down the front. Fuck, this is going to hurt. This is going to hurt a lot.
Not as much as it could do. Three successes.
What is the damage of your sword?
The damage of the down sword is...
Or you could spend edge to reroll all your failures.
Oh, yeah, so I could. I will spend edge to reroll all my failures.
Really?
Yeah.
How surprising!
That puts me up to 5 successes. Dao's damage is 8p minus 3.
So, it's 8p plus your successes.
So that's 13 altogether.
And he gets minus 3 armor.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's the armor piercing quality? He doesn't quite glitch, but do you want to know exactly how many hits he saved? It's this dice here.
Oh, right.
So, he takes 12 damage. How would you like to have killed this man?
I'm imagining I came to the sword, so I'm guessing it went in pretty much through the neck, down through his heart, and just about getting through the ribcage, I'd say. Okay. Well, he got through.
Yeah,
sort of
he was in the process of turning, because he instinctively fired off three shots, because he was waiting for you to come round the corner, and he's obviously got boosted reflexes. Mm. And as he turns, you just go, nope, shot! He falls down.
Flick the blood off.
At which point, there is a bang from the room ahead. Now, you immediately smash through the door. And at the back, you can see someone had disappeared out of a fire exit. There's a scamper of feet. The fire exit opens, Lucinda. A chap is running out. He's got this tiny, like, silver pistol in his hand. And a briefcase that is dropping, like, cred sticks behind him. And he's running out into the street. Fuck!
Right, I'll get my dice out then.
Yeah, you need to.
He
doesn't count as unaware at this point, incidentally, because he knows something is happening. So you will get a defense pull.
Okay.
And you've got a single shot, I believe, because it's a sniper rifle. Well, can you semi-auto it?
I can semi-auto double tap or semi-auto burst.
Oh my god.
But I'll just go with the, like, standard.
You might want to do one of the others, actually, because some of those are horrific.
No kill like overkill.
Yeah, the double tap. Right, semi or...
Semi is a simple and double tap is a complex action.
It doesn't really matter, you're basically holding your action at the moment.
Okay.
Well, there is double tap. Double tap may be your best option here because it does more damage.
Only by one.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Sometimes one is all you need.
True.
You can use less ammo than a semi-auto burst. That would happen to just two shots.
Yeah.
I can't find it. That little thing. Make one of it. I like this system. I do. I just need to learn it so much better. It's so difficult. Right. You gain one damage and cost two rounds of ammunition.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically you can just do an extra damage if you want to double tap him.
Okay.
Are you gonna?
Yep.
Okay. He rolls his defense. Oh my goodness.
Right.
He is putting the dodge on.
Is he now?
Yeah. You might need to spend some of your edge at this rate.
One, two, three, four, five.
Okay. Are you spending edge?
You
will hit it. I'll give you that.
I might as well go for...
Okay. Might as well. Incidentally, if you spend edge before, you get a six again. Nice. Well, spending edge afterwards, you just reroll. Maybe, I think it is.
There's another one, so that's okay. Six.
Six. So you beat him by two.
Okay.
The damage of your weapon is?
15p.
So it's 16p for the double tap.
No, no, 15p for the double tap.
So it's 17.
Okay.
Oh dear. He isn't wearing a full body armour. He's wearing an actioneer body suit. So he's actually wearing an armoured suit. Does your gun have any AP? It doesn't work. 16, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he stops an impressive amount of that damage, really. Because he stops a whole 3 points of that 16. Mad Barry comes hurtling out of the fire escape. He comes dashing across, and he's obviously heading towards the car that you're hiding behind. he slips slightly on the remains of the Norsefire guys, staggers slightly, and catches himself, pulls himself up, goes, ha! And that's the point at which you shoot him in the face. Not once, but twice. He stops. He gets a quite confused look on his face, and then he falls slowly over on one side.
His head's still intact, right? Cause...
the front of it has a small hole in it.
Oh, good.
The back of it less so.
That's fine. We just need his face recognisable.
Yeah. Yeah, Matt Barry is no more. What are you all doing?
Looting the fuck out of this place.
Okay.
Getting Ruffles back in the fucking van.
Yeah, Ruffles is in a bad way. He is pretty close to absolutely broken.
I'm guessing it's going to take a while for me to repair him.
I will look up the rules for that, but don't worry, you will be able to repair him. Right, first things first, you find those two guns on the two guards.
Thank you.
On the side. In the back, you do find a sealed crate. It's quite big. It's about 80 kilos in weight. You assume that's Mad Barry's guns.
Mm.
There's also a safe, which is empty.
Someone in his bag.
You, meanwhile, wander over to Mad Barry's bag. There's about 3 or 4 cred sticks that are scattered across the floor because his briefcase opened when he slipped.
Mm-hmm.
The briefcase itself also has some actual British pounds in it. So paper money. Looks like about 400, 500 quid in there. There's also a block of something sort of grey-green with wires. Yeah, it's probably some kind of explosive device, but it's a Mad Barry special, so it may or may not work. Mad Barry himself has got a nice watch, Rolex. He's got a business suit, which is fine. He's carrying like a tiny little holdout pistol, although it's not a bad pistol. It is, where is it? His pistol is, I can't find the page. It is a Finchetti Tiffany self-defender. It's like a very, very small, compact, pistol.
Right.
It's quite a powerful one. It fires quite big bullets. But yeah, and there's of course his head.
Well, I'll get,
Leonid.
Once I've got the stuff in the van and it's come back, shink.
Right. Okay.
Shall we?
You hack off Mad Barry's head. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. These are the good guys.
Yep. Yeah.
And at that point, you load yourselves into the van and hightail it out of there.
While they're head-cutting and whatever else, I'll just be looking around, like, visually for, like, kind of security that might turn up.
Off in the distance, you can hear police cars. Also, from the main Berza Biology Technology Concern thing, you can hear the sound of a helicopter starting up. Leaving now would be good.
Okay.
It's
time to go, people.
Okay.
You all jump in the van and hurtle out of there. About a minute or so later, off in the distance, you can see a helicopter hovering over where you assume the ship in was. You hear, Lone Star, I think it was, cars heading in that direction. But you've got away pretty much clean because that whole combat took about 30 seconds.
Wow.
From explosion to head chopping was about 30 seconds.
Shock and awe.
Yeah. Shock and awe, in fact.
Oh, I like it.
I need to write that down.
Yeah.
Shock and awe.
But anyway, at this point, I'm afraid we're going to finish. Once we've taken all of the rules looking up out, this may have been quite a short session. I'm very sorry. We will try and do this a bit more often and get a bit more familiar with the rules, but there are a lot of rules in Shadowrun, and they don't all work the same. Mm-hmm. Matrix does not work like combat. But anyway, thank you very much for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. If you want to talk to us, you can talk to us at thecultofteamdice@gmail.com, or you can go to thecultofteamdice.net. If you're on the Twitters, you can talk to me at Mordrigan, and you can talk to Bloodied at Bloodied Fox. Again, thank you very much for listening, and goodbye. Goodbye!
Bye. Bye.